had an event yesterday, I think, with McCook High School. Is that right?
That's right, McCook High School, and it was a very exciting event, not very long, but it was great.
Tell us, what happened over there yesterday?
We are trying overall to meet all of the various health medical needs out here in western Nebraska. Rural Nebraska, of course, has been an area I've been concentrating on for a lot of years. So we had some representatives from UNMC, the medical center, and also from the community college there in McCook, and of course from the high school. And the big event is the university was bringing an opportunity out here with an agreement with McCook High School that individuals can get an early start if they wish to be a nurse. And it helps to keep them in this area. It helps them actually be able to start some of their education for that while they're still in high school. You've probably all heard about dual credits. So that's a piece of this. And yesterday, we saw the superintendent of McCook Schools and also the representative from the University of Nebraska Med Center sign a memorandum of understanding so that all three of those partners and many more in the community, the hospital, et cetera, can work together to bring this early opportunity to students that are still in high school that want to pursue a nursing career.
Terrific. Big day yesterday. That's big news right there, isn't it?
It really is. I don't know if people realize, I mean, we know we have nursing shortages, et cetera, but this is talking about the ability to get to a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, a BSN. And nurses with a BSN qualify for 88% of all the nursing jobs. So, I mean, this is terrific. It would help young people get that education, stay in their home community or come back to it, and keeps our young people right out here in rural Nebraska. And it also then helps to take care of the people in this area as they have medical needs. So, I mean, it's great. We know that BSNs also have great starting wages. So it just opens so many doors. I mean, to me, it was just truly exciting.
Glad to hear it. Yeah, that's terrific. You betcha out here in McCook for a day or so. What else has been going on in your neck of the woods with the Board of Regents? I know it's every day. It's something new every day, isn't it?
It sure is. I tell you what, every time I stop at the quick stop or the gas station or wherever I am, I either get smiling faces over something that's happening or I get people asking me, what on earth are you doing? Well, one of the topics, of course, when I get done with this call, I'm actually heading to Lincoln. We have what's called an audit committee this afternoon that I chair. And then tomorrow we have our April board meeting. And I'm sure everyone read in the paper, one of the big topics is going to be Memorial Stadium and a renovation to the tune of $600 million, which I shudder when I think of that. But I also know that we have some ADA issues that this renovation will help to fix. And that's your Americans with Disabilities Act, which means for individuals that are getting older, that are disabled, et cetera, it's going to make it to where they have better access into the stadium. And some people that may not be a big deal, but it really is. In the area that I sometimes sit in, we have some individuals in wheelchairs that are trying to access that area. And if you've been to a ball game down there, you know offhand that's not an easy task if you're in a wheelchair or you have a walker or something. So we'll do some of those things. We also had a survey, I guess. I didn't, but the athletic department did quite some time ago. And the fans were asking for a little more seat room. They say things like, people are wider nowadays than when the stadium was built. And they feel like they're a little pinched in too close. So some of that will happen to different seating. We'll expand some of that. Just a lot of things to try and modernize a stadium that's quite aged, actually. So that's one of the topics.
Another one, maybe that the Board of Regents, the DOJ's request to end financial aid for student immigrants. That's kind of been a topic brought up lately, hasn't it?
Yes. We haven't talked about that so much as a board, but that is a decision that has come down, and I don't know exactly how that's going to come up while I'm down there in Lincoln, but I'm sure there will be some conversations. I do not believe it's on the agenda, not as it stood anyway yesterday. There could be emergency items, but that's going to be something definitely that we will be talking about.
And I know you always follow what the Nebraska legislative session goes through, and they just wrap things up for another session. So that was some of you would follow, you always follow kind of on a daily basis too.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I was breathing deep when they finally went home.
Yeah.
You know, people say that when the individuals in D.C. leave, then you kind of breathe deep because they can't do anything more to us. And I'm not trying to say bad things about the legislature, but we know that when they're down there, we always have lobbyists and special interests that are working. And you and I, as taxpayers out here, we kind of hold our breath. But I do want to encourage people, always be involved, pay attention, don't be afraid to contact your legislator, and let them know what you feel about some of these issues. Sometimes you're disappointed, it doesn't come out the way you wanted, but it's so important for us to have a voice. You know, we're a one-house system. We used to be a two, but we're a one. And to me, that means you've got the group that's working in the legislature. You have the people out here in the public. We have to be a strong voice, because once something starts to move down there, there's only one house it's going to move through. It moves fast. And you and I really have to be on our toes to speak up for the things that we need out here, in especially in western Nebraska, but in Nebraska as a whole, because we want to keep the good life that you and I have been able to enjoy as kids. I think about how I was able to enjoy my childhood here in Beaver City. My children were able to kind of, you know, not really run the town, but I didn't worry a lot about them, and they could go see their friends and things. But as you and I know, the world has changed since then, and you and I need to stay on top of it to try to keep a good life for our kids and grandkids in the future.